Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
to Bishop's Rock off the English coast in 3 days, 10 hours, and 40 minutes, the liner United States established a new Atlantic speed record, July 6, 1952. Cheering crowds at Southampton hailed the American ship that had clipped 10 hours from the transatlantic mark set by Britain's own Queen Mary. Then westbound, the United States knifing through the Atlantic for her second record crossing. It was noted by the builders of the ship that in the event of necessity for emergency conversion to military service, the United States could transport 14,000 men, or virtually a full division, 10,000 miles without putting into port for food, fresh water, or fuel. But for the crew and officials and passengers aboard the liner, the greatest moment was now at hand. The United States was reaching Ambrose Lightship outside New York with the Blue Riband of the Atlantic, having made the return trip in a record 3 days, 12 hours, 12 minutes. Saluting the ship whose maiden voyage shattered Atlantic speed marks going over and coming back. At the turn of the century and beyond, Great Britain and Germany dominated leadership in fast Atlantic crossings. Now, for the first time in almost 100 years, the speed crown was claimed by the Stars and Stripes. New York, home port for many of the greatest ships on the oceans, really put on a show. A big broom symbolized the sweep of the Blue Ribbon Speed Trophy by the $70 million United States, America's first lady of the high seas.
Good afternoon and welcome to America's Disabled Veterans in Action. I'm Dr. George Anderson and this is ADVIA.media. Today is Monday, November 8th, 2016, and we're speaking on the events that are happening in and around Veterans Day. If you guys had a claim jumper today, I hope you got out and got your meal because it was a free lunch today at Claim Jumpers. That being said, I'm here with Marilyn Weiss. Hey, Marilyn, how you doing?
I'm doing just fine. How are you?
Oh, I'm blessed and grateful. Let me go ahead and give out the Brooklyn Navy Yard call-in number, 347-884-8078, 347-884-8078. Also, last thing. Folks, don't forget to include the SS United States. She's still in danger. She still needs your help. We need to make sure she makes it to Brooklyn. And we're hoping that we can get her saved as a museum. And we feel that as a troop ship that played such an important role in shaping this America's history and representing the United States as the best of America, when a time when segregation was rampant in the country, the United States did not allow segregation. And if you boarded this great vessel, you were treated as an American. So we need to save timepieces like this that have ruled the seas and shown American superiority in the ways of navigation. That being said, check out www.ssusc.org. I was telling folks about the Claim Jumpers meal today. They had for lunch, if you were anywhere near a Claim Jumpers, you could go and have a meal on them. And it's usually a very good thing. For $3, they give you a salad or something like that.
What's Claim Jumpers? Is it Claim?
Claim,
C-L-A-I-M. That's what I thought.
It's a restaurant.
Oh, they got some of those working for the VA, Claim Jumpers. Yep. But,
yep.
Is it like a restaurant or something?
Yes, it's a restaurant. They do homemade soups from scratch daily. They have wonderful chicken pot pie and salad combos, the California spinach citrus or a California citrus or a spinach salad. They have a produce bar. you know, it's really, really kind of nice. But they have a prefix menu for veterans, usually.
Okay. Yeah, y'all got, I think, tomorrow or the 12th, y'all, Hooters are giving away stuff in California.
Really?
A bunch of Hooters in California feeding, got a meal for veterans. In California, not here. It's on ADI. It's on America's Disabled Veterans and National Facebook.
Well, Hooters usually does Tuesdays.
I've never
on the usual for veterans.
Yeah, I've never eaten there, so.
Mm-hmm.
But the Brooklyn call-in number is 347-884-8078, 347-884-8078. And what do we have on topic for today?
Well, we're just talking about the things that are coming up and shaping up to be Veterans Day. I mean, we are dealing with a time that, you know, veterans are having and struggling and having a hard time, and we're talking about the benefits that we get this 1 or 2 or 3 days a year that we can depend on and try to make the most of to make something happen.
Well, on Veterans Day this year, I'm hosting a 2-day veteran seminar on benefits and compensation, which will be aired live on Disabled American Veterans in Action Radio from 10 a.m. to 10 a.m., I think, until 1, it'll be aired on the radio. Am I correct?
Yes.
Okay.
And then we will be back with the just the special broadcast later on in the at the regular time. But instead of just the veterans' benefits, we're going to just talk to veterans across the country and get their thoughts and opinions and comments on Veterans Day, observations of what they're living. And it'll be like it was a couple of years ago when we did it live from Olive Golden Corral. We will not be at Golden Corral this year, but we will be visiting, I believe, the Long Beach Pike, because there's a lot of freebies and giveaways. So we will do what we can in order to make sure that we can be heard nationally, because this is just one aspect of the veterans and one aspect of the country. This is not reflective of the whole country, but the problems that you do here will most likely reverberate nationwide because people are similarly situated. We have 37 states that veterans cannot afford a 2-bedroom apartment in. And you're at 100%. So if you have less than 100%, that means that you're even struggling even harder. So it is because of this that we're going to take it to the streets, to the grassroots, to hear what our vets have to say live. You know, and I'm sure that through the live broadcast that Marilyn is going to be bringing in that morning, we're going to have an East Coast, West Coast perspective, and maybe points in between, because we will be taking live calls in the afternoon in between
the
live.
Will we be taking calls for the seminar like we did last time?
Oh, yes, of course. Who am I to tell somebody they can't ask a question? It might be something that nobody in your room thought of. You know, I mean, I'm not here to tell people you can't ask questions, because we are live, folks. That's what we do. We're a talk radio station. Even though we're news, information, and media, we talk to the people that are on the ground. We want to know what's going on in your neck of the woods. You know, this is an interactive organization in which we are reactive to the things that primarily come out of Congress, but we need to be talking about the things that are going on at the VA, in your neck of the woods. What's going on with veterans? Do you see something happening to veterans in your area that may not be happening in some other area? You know, I'm meeting veterans here in Long Beach that live at 50%, and they're living in tents over off of the parkway.
Oh.
You know, I'm meeting veterans in Colorado that I'm walking down the street, and you see 4 to 6 veterans per block. Am I lying, Marilyn?
No. Indeed not. No, indeed. We even saw that.
You know, I know. I have seen veterans living on the street in the nation's capital. You know? So the thing is that this isn't something that's just a one area problem. This is a national issue. They talk about ending homelessness by 2016. If a woman veteran needs a shelter in Orange County tonight, would she be able to find one for her and her family to be safe?
Probably not. And I just found out, Dr. George, there is an emergency shelter here in D.C. that will take.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I found out. It's called the. It's called the. I forgot, but it's two what they call that thing, charities, the Catholic charities. I just found out when I went to, I don't know if I told you or not, I went to Stand Down in PG County. They had an event for homeless veterans, you know, in response to trying to get all these, the homeless, a lot of homeless, veterans off the by December 31st of this year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm one that don't see it happen, but I don't know. I've got to show. I'm from the show me state sometimes. And when I was there, because my focus was to find out where can a veteran come, a homeless female veteran go in the middle of the night. If she comes in and is homeless, because she can't go to the VA. Because if she goes to the VA, she has to live on the streets. I tell them sleep on the VA hospital lawn and make sure I'm there so I can film it. Because it's just really disgusting that our female veterans don't have nowhere to go dead of night. Men, they can find places for. But a lot of women... they can't. I've been there within the month of October. I've been at the ER after 5, and I've seen at least 5 female veterans come through saying they were homeless, and the VA told them they couldn't help them. You know, I'm really irritated with that. I can't help you crap. Luckily, I'm on the radio. But I'm really irritated with that. I can't help you. But you can keep these badass employees on your payroll, really. But you can't help a veteran for whom they're used to help. So, you know, that's just me. And then now the VA tell me they don't have the treatment for hepatitis C at the Washington, D.C. VA. Really?
You know,
there's a lot of major issues going on.
Yeah, you know, and this is what we have to constantly deal with because we are dealing with people that don't understand the needs of our veteran community. And that's why we're on the phone. That's why we're on the air. You know, this is something that we have to deal with on an ongoing basis.
Yeah, because I don't know if you heard today, or I read today that the DOD, Department of Defense, want to take over the Department of Veterans Affairs. What do you think about that?
Well, I think that that sounds like we would have a bigger logistical problem than we already have. That's what it sounds like to me. It sounds like problems waiting to happen.
Exactly, because guess what? Half of the active duty enlistment soldiers are on food stamps, applying for food stamps. So the DOD can't help the active duty, what they're going to do for the reserve, I mean for the veterans.
That's true.
You can't take care of them. And the ham sandwich, you're going to take care of us. So,
what they're doing.
You know how they say back in the day, that's just like jumping out the fire straight into the frying pan. So, but they do need somebody to handle that, but DOD got their own issues. They can't take care of the soldiers now.
Hmm.
And then you know that Obama is, and I have a major issue with this. He is sending troops over to, is it Syria, in a non-combat mission? I got a problem with that. I got a real heartburn with that because they're sending them over there in non-combat missions, but they're doing combat issues because over there they ain't going in there. They're not going in there safe. That's not.
Nope.
I don't think they should go in there in a non-combat situation because if something happened to them, I don't think they're gonna get They're not gonna get combat pay. Are they gonna? How is he going to take care of them troops?
VA.
Oh, hell. You can't
because the thing is that you put them in harm's way, we're going to have a problem. You're drawing us into another war.
Right. I knew when he got on TV and said that there would be that the veterans wouldn't have to go to war. I didn't believe that when he said it because he has no control over that. To me, he has no control over how we get to go to war. And he got just as much power in decision making as I do. Absolutely none.
It's true.
He ain't got no more position than I got.
Well, these folks do not understand. Our Brooklyn Navy Yard calling number is 347-884-8078, 347-884-8078. You know, they put us in harm's way, and this is the thing. You know, when we are looking at people who are getting who are willing to pay a kid coming out of high school $2.27. $2.27 per hour for a monthly rate of $15.61 per month. Now,
who are they giving that to?
That's to the E-1 that's joining the military today in 2016.
Really? And they're sending their buttons over there?
That is what they get for basic salary.
Well, that's what
you
I'm talking about. Exactly. They can't even take care of the troops. So how is DOD going to think they can come in there and help the VA?
So
they can't.
$2.27. Now, in contrast, the Congress is only working 110 days next year. How much per day are they being paid? Take a guess.
But I don't know. I know it's quite a bit.
$1,581.82.
How much?
$1,581.82. Per day.
I don't think I heard you correct.
They're working 110 days next year. And every day that they work, they get $1,581.82. It's 81 cents, 0.9. So it's 82 cents. So it's $1,581.82 per day.
Mm-hmm. They're hiring
mm-hmm.
it.
Yes, ma'am.
That's sad.
That's what they're doing. That's what they're doing. That's what they're doing now.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's a lot of munties.
Yes, it is. Oh, no, I didn't want to do that that way. You were supposed to go this way. We have to speak up. That's why we have to constantly speak up. Because if we don't speak up and say what's on our mind and get this out here and try to tell these people and show them the vast quality of life inequality. And see, these young people, they try to get married and they try to support a family off of this nonsense of $1,651 and change. And it's like, whatever it is, it's still not enough. It's still not enough. You're going to, and these people have to be ready to globetrot. These people have to be ready to globetrot. And this is why we're talking about this type of stuff. Now, it doesn't get any better for those people who are at the point of they have even less, you know, or you go up into rank. And because even as you go up into rank and you reach up into rank and you reach up to the E7, E8 range, you end up with a certain amount of inability to take care of yourself. And what they're going to end up telling you is that if you go and have a child, because you're married and you end up having two and maybe a third, you end up being called irresponsible. But I think it's reprehensible for somebody to take your time and that a 24/7 type of point of view. And you're on call and you can't work, walk away. So you make it to an E6. You make it to an E6 ranking, and you're going to be making $3.27 an hour. That's a shame. You know, I mean, I'm sorry. It's just to the point that we have to get real here and put it where the ghost can get it. You know, and because you do things like this and you're telling these people you have to be ready to go, but then they have to rely on food stamps. And now the Congress is saying the food stamp is creating an air of dependency. You know, it's like I keep saying, this is what happens when you have corporatists that take over a Congress and do not want to discuss honest wage issues that are something that you have to discuss because it's a labor issue. And a person's labor should be valued. And if you're going to value somebody in Congress at $1,500.81 a day, you could do a lot better by a veteran.
I'm just saying, you could do a lot to the Briar veteran. Now, do they want to hear that from me? I'm sure they don't.
No.
Maybe our calling number is 347-884-8078.
We have open lines. Yep. It is shocking, really. You know, you got people still signing up for the military?
Yeah. And you know what? Now they have the nerve to not keep, they have the nerve to have a requirement on. You used to be able to get into the Army, get into the Army, you know, without a high school diploma. No more.
What?
No,
wow.
You better have to. You, and they do more. They almost want a little bit of college. So they know that unemployment's high. They know that people get into that. So this is what we're doing.
Wow. Well, the way they're going, they keep going back and forth to war and going back, that's going to change too. They're going to start that draft crap. You ain't going to have no choice. Yep. That's what they're going to bring back.
They talk about it every now and then.
Yeah.
And they never did get rid of the draft.
No, because they were.
You know, because you still have to, you have to sign up for selective service upon your 18th birthday.
Oh, they still, okay.
You still have to do that.
Wow.
Because if you don't do that, you end up with big trouble because there's a fine, I think, that's attached to that.
Oh, well, yeah, they didn't get rid of it then.
Well, no, they didn't get rid of it. That they didn't do. Ow. They got that. That's because they got to keep a certain amount of people in readiness to go to war.
Which we keep going. They always want to get involved and stuff that ain't got nothing to really do with the United States. Excuse me.
Of course. That's what they do. That is what they do.
They know they're going to wear them. A lot of that stuff going on, that stuff over there and wherever that place is, they send in the troops too. You know. I just think it's
this is why we have to do what we need to do in order to make sure that our veterans have what they need, because, see, no one speaks up for them. I don't know who it is in these back rooms that comes up with these salaries, like, to tell us that this is a satisfactory salary. This is something that you should be looking at. And that this is an acceptable salary, because it's not acceptable. You're paying somebody to be on call 24/7 for $2.16 an hour. Yeah, you give them shelter, you give them food. It's the least you can do for keeping their attention for 24/7, 365, subject to recall at any given time. And if your work's not done in the regular 9-to-5, guess what? You still got to keep going because it's got to be done on deadline. Oh, no.
this is not something that we're talking about, folks, that's an easy life here. It is a sacrifice to walk in the shoes of a veteran and to give up of your own time to subject yourself to almost the condition of servitude akin to slavery. But only thing, this comes with the honor of the defense of your nation and the promise that you're supposed to be able to depend on that nation to defend you when you're old, or to defend you when you're old, or to take care of you and your family when you're unable to take care of yourself.
Well, we must not be talking about the same United States.
That's what they told us. I'm just telling you what they told me. And they when they told me something like that, I listened. This is what they promised. And because they promised it, I listened. So in the meantime, they asked of me to give 110%. I went, my little silly young self, going out there and doing what a man's supposed to do in order to defend and answer the call of his nation. So I did that. And I did it. In the process of me doing it, I knew it was luck of the draw. I didn't get that. I didn't get all the luck with not being deployed because I was exposed to Agent Orange and God knows what else, as well as, you know, having been traumatized in the military, because I don't think anybody comes through the military untraumatized. But, you know, when you're physically assaulted and molested, then you have a problem. So, you know, and that is something that I've been dealing with. But the end result of it is that it still goes on. You know, and when it goes on in the military and you pay for it up to and including your life, we owe you something while you're living. Not when you die, after you can't appreciate what it is that you have been through. We owe it to you while you're living, and not just one time a year. When it's convenient for everybody to say, come eat at my restaurant, you know, if they did this once a month, it still wouldn't be enough.
Well,
they don't want to do that. That is not what they want to do. That is not what they want to do. Well, again, our Brooklyn Navy Yard call phone-in number is 347-884-8078.
Did I tell you I met the first black Purple Heart recipient of Washington, D.C.?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah,
and her name is?
Antoinette Hawkins.
What's the last name, Antoinette?
Hawkins.
Oh.
You have a name in there, slash, but the only one I can remember was Hawkins.
Wow.
That was a nice moment.
Yes.
Very pleasant young lady. Yeah, we're working on getting her on the show to talk about her experiences or whatever she wants to talk to us about. So we're looking forward to that.
Oh, yes.
And you can see her picture on our
webpage,
Facebook page under America's Disabled Veterans in Action website.
Yes, indeed. If you have a look around, you'll find interesting finds on that webpage. And we want to thank everybody for helping to make the page the success that it has been. It continues to grow, and daily I'm amazed at the numbers because, I mean, every time we look around, it's a new number. It's a new crop of numbers, and it's always new and impressing and exciting. And, you know, it means that we're keeping the focus on veterans' issues. And we are able to reach 250,000 people per week.
Wow.
That's the distance. That is a good thing. And in the process of meeting 250,000 people per week, we're able to hold on to what we're doing, our mission, and advocating for veterans from all walks of life. Whether we're talking about the lack of money, resources that are available to veterans for medical needs, or whether we're talking about veterans who need employment, or we're talking about veterans who are in general having a hard time surviving. So our job has been quite simply to bring news and information on a daily basis, to share news and information with the national community, and to talk about and advocate for veterans on many fronts, those with seen and unseen disability, wartime and peacetime veterans. Because in service, it's luck of the draw. Wouldn't you agree, Marilyn?
Yep. Yes, sir.
That's what I'm saying. Because if you don't understand that service is fraught with sacrifice, and you have to be able and willing to be ready at moment's notice, to answer the call, to be ready to ship out globally, you know, to leave everything you know and love behind, to go into someone's foreign land to help American interests. Be there right or wrong. So, we have, I'm sure that Marilyn's going to have an interesting class, and we'll be covering a whole host of topics.
Yep.
You know.
You're correct.
And for those of you that are in D.C., we urge you to attend because there will be food being served. Right, Meryl?
Yes. Yes, we're feeding.
We recommend coming out and checking us out and see what we're doing to work with our veterans in the D.C. community in the Northeast.
Oh. Yeah, well, they're going to be feeding free food. I'm going to be feeding free knowledge. I can't think
food
of anything.
Food for the mind and food for the soul.
That's it. I can't think of nothing else to talk about on Veterans Day is how to get my money. Hey.
How to apply for, successfully apply for, and get the money that you've earned.
That's right. Because a lot of us, we fought, still fighting. You know, we still fighting every day for our earned benefits. You know, so that's how that's going to go. And what do you guys got going on up in California for Veterans Day? We ain't got too much to talk about.
Well, I'm taking it to the streets. That's what I'm doing. I'm just taking it to the streets and sitting down with veterans to have a moment to chat, and I'm going from restaurant to restaurant, just in general, you know, because usually on Veterans Day, what I like to do is I just like to kind of just pop out there in public eye and talk to people.
I think that's a smart idea.
You know, and get us out there and let's see what's what, because when we have to do whatever we're doing, we have a issue because it's a major thing, you know, that we have to understand. We're our best resource in our own community, and we're living it. This, you know, I don't know whether people have really checked out ADVIA and go back in the archives, but, you know, for those of you that don't know, you can listen to some of our old shows. We keep it there. Now, we tell this that just as we're telling this to you, we tell this to members of Congress. And this is so that we have a record, a public record of advocacy that we have been doing now for the past 2 years, working on our third year now. And the process of doing this, it's a major discussion that we keep ongoing for the needs of veterans, and that is continual. As long as we have people raising their hand to go into the United States military, we have an obligation to continue to advocate because they are entitled to the same benefits as the World War II veteran, the World War I veteran, Korean War veteran, Vietnam, Iraq, Afghanistan, Enduring Freedom. You know, so we owe it to ourselves to have a discussion on these issues, and we have to. It has to be ongoing, because if it's not ongoing, we're going to have to have. We're going to be facing a situation where nobody will speak up for us, because people will send us into harm's way. Say, you'll have 5 years to find out what's wrong with you. If you don't find out what's wrong with you in that 5 years, oh well, you're done. And these are people that have never gone in to serve, never given in 1 ounce of benefit to sacrifice. So this is why ADDIA has, if we're lucky in mainstream media, we may get 15 minutes of fame. 15 seconds, maybe, if we're lucky. Even on Veterans Day, we'll get more airtime. It'll be commercialized with the sales, and everybody's trying to grab something to eat. I'm glad to see that commerce does stop to pause to recognize that it is possible that they do all of that because of the fact of the sacrifices that we make. But there's a difference. We owe our men and women so much more. We owe them so much more than what they're being given. And this is why we do what we're doing. Now, for those that don't understand why veterans speak up and speak out, now you know. Oh, my goodness.
We still need more veterans to come forward and speak and start speaking up. We really do. It is a few of us out there, but we need more.
You know, I mean, we're looking for hosts. You know, we're looking for, if you got a strong opinion and you want us to have something to say, you got something that you think and you can be civil about what you have to say, we want to hear from you. You know, I mean, because the thing is, your perspective may have a point of view of hundreds of veterans across the nation. You may not be unique. You might think that you're unique, but if you come and do the work, Marilyn can tell you herself, just in the time that we've been on the air, the perspective from just being a lady in D.C. doing claims to someone known around the country has changed, right, Marilyn?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so we have to understand that the work that we do is so important. It's a noble mission. But you have to be able and willing to continue to fight. Because, but for the grace of God, go I.
Good night.
So, well, folks, we're in the final 5 minutes of our show, and I want to thank everybody for, you know, tuning in and listening to us. We have posted on our page, we continue to post updated posts of what's available on Veterans Day for you and your family to be out and about and to be consumers of the commerce, to get what you can for dinner. And when you're looking for good stuff, now's the time. Get while the getting's good. That's what I would tell you.
Yep.
So, you know, when you do that and you go out and get your dinner and you're given a choice of something to eat, you know, just remember, at least they said thank you. Because many times, men and women have come home from conflicts and been spat at. You know, so we owe it to these men and women to do a little bit more and advocate. Talk to Congress. Make sure that money's available for medication and family needs and things of that nature.
Well, about that time, George.
Yes, it is. It's almost that time. We're down to just a few more feet. Well, folks, tomorrow we'll have a show with Stephanie Rustino. Never know what you're going to run into there and who's going to be a guest and who's calling in from where. Like I said, on Wednesday we have two shows. There will be one at 1500 hours. Zulu, which is 10 a.m. East Coast time, 7 a.m. Pacific time. That show will be a three-hour show, and then we'll be back on at 2300 Zulu with our regular broadcast, but that show will be a special broadcast of veterans and their commentary from the local area on the West Coast. So we're going to bring you two features of Veterans Day on both coasts, East and West. So it should be an interesting day. We are out of here, folks. It looks like our time here is over. We'll be back at the same back station, same back channel tomorrow, and we hope that you will join us then. I want to thank everybody for liking us on Facebook and following us on Twitter. We will be happy to see those numbers continue to rise. So please don't forget to slip us a donation. We need your help to stay on the air. And we will definitely be seeing you tomorrow. All right, Marilyn. Well, it looks like that button is all aglow there. Are you going to press it or what you going to do there?
You press the button.
Hold on.
Thank you. Thank you.